Yeah, it's great. I think, you know, when I talked to you guys last week, it felt good just to be back out there, be a part of the team. So now to be preparing to play this weekend against Jacksonville with, you know, the situation we're in, it's exciting. It's what you come to play in Houston for and to play this game.
You guys took every precaution. I guess in the long run, it's probably going to be a good thing for you.
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, you know, I didn't take it lightly. I saw several medical professionals, not only just the doctors here, but other ones, and you know, did a lot of research, talked to a lot of people, and I feel great, and, you know, no reservations or anything like that. I'm ready to go play and play like I always do.
How badly do you want to be a part of this thing that's happening with this team right now?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, it's hard when, you know, however it is, you see someone else doing your job. Now, Brandon and TJ have done a great job of keeping us in it and getting us to this point, so, you know, I applaud them and really just thank them for keeping it, you know, going while I had to deal with this concussion stuff. So, you know, it is a sense of feeling left out, I think. So as a competitor and as an athlete, you know, you want to get back out there. And I think, you know, like I said, taking the precaution, waiting the right time, and now get a chance to get out there and be with my teammates on Sunday.
Every game you pick up on a few things. What was it that you learned maybe the last couple of weeks just seeing the guys out there and some of the things that maybe you weren't doing that you want to try to?
Yeah, I think you see it from a different perspective, that's for sure. You know, I think you see how we're playing together as a team. I mean, you look at the game last week with starting off with a defensive score, coming back, getting a turnover, getting points. I think, you know, that complementary football, I think that's something when I get back out there, I got to continue to do and get even better about it.
When we talked to Dwayne Brown today, he said, look, we always want to protect our quarterback, but he says almost like a little personal thing to take care of you this week. How good does that make you feel that you're good?
Yeah, those guys have done a great job all year long. I mean, really, when you look across the board, it's a great group. They play together really well. Obviously, you know, Dwayne being a perennial Pro Bowler, he's kind of the leader, and then Ben Jones in there too, and then those guys really get the rest of the group going, and they've done a great job. So, you know, they've done a great job all year protecting me. It's not even in the back of my mind that they won't do a good job on Sunday.
For different reasons throughout the year, you've had time off.
Sure.
Getting the next start. Does it feel any different this time?
You know, like I said, you just never want to see someone else doing your job, regardless of the situation. So, for me, it's just exciting to get back out there, be in that huddle, you know, get things going again, and really just be a part of the team.
You're playing because you've been cleared, obviously. Mm-hmm. If the team was in a different situation, if they were out of it, let's say, would you still be out there?
Yeah, for me, I was waiting for the doctors to clear me. I think, like I said, I did a lot of research. You know, have respect for the medical people's opinions, and I know how I'm feeling, and then when that kind of coincides with the doctor's opinion of you being cleared, then, you know, that's what I'm here to do. That's my job, is to be the quarterback of this team.
Brian, is it like riding a bike with the timing with the receivers and the protections? And all
yeah, that? I think at this point, you know, not only all the games, but the practices, I think, you know, for me to get back out there and practice with those guys, it's good, but there's no, you know, I guess like catch up. It's you get back out there and you know, I know where those guys are going to be, and they do a good job of running the routes, and, you know, just go out and execute.
Said, how important is it for you to play this game leading into the postseason? I know it's not clinched yet,
sure.
But I mean, how important is it for you to do that timing wise, etc.?
Yeah, I mean, you know, playing in a game and practicing are two different things. So, you know, definitely want to get back out there. Like I said, for me, it was all about, you know, getting cleared by the doctors. And like I said, I feel good. So regardless of the situation, I wanted to play this week. So I think we, you know, handled it the right way. I feel good about it. The doctors, the medical staff, they all feel good about it. So now it's just time to go out and play.
What goes through your mind when you kind of process where this team was at the end of October to what you guys look like now? I don't know what word you can attach to it. But
I think we just, you know, we really believed in the guys in this locker room, and we focused one week at a time. And, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. And I think, you know, our season could have went one of two ways. We could have either split apart or come together as a team. And I think, you know, it's definitely the latter. And you can see it when we're out there on the field.
How did getting to run scout team last week help you speed things up for this week?
Yeah, I think for me it was just about getting back out there and doing football things, you know, leading up to it. You can work out, you can run, you can do all those types of things, you can throw, but nothing really compares to being out on the field and practicing football. And, you know, so it was good for me to get back involved in it that way, knowing that I wasn't probably going to play, but also get some reps against a really good defense and just get back in that football mode.